Black Mountain Productions Incorporated and Green Living Nevada are presenting the Indie Music Fest. Black Mountain Productions Incorporated and Green Living Nevada are presenting the Indie Music Fest, May 21st, being held at Sunset Park, Las Vegas. This is not your typical festival. Three stages to support over 40 of the best unsigned indie bands representing hip-hop, rock, urban, adult contemporary, and punk from all across the United States. There will be a car show, 5K run and walk benefiting Habitat for Humanity, wrestling sports activities, headliners, video lounge for kids of all ages, Green and Artist Village, music industry VIPs, and food. Also an extensive list of vendors with themed products and services covering music, sports, health, recreation, family, environment-friendly, and so much more. Pre-order your tickets for $15 online at theindiemusicfest.com or purchase them for $20 at the door. Bring in three non-perishable food items for a $5 discount. The Indie Music Fest, May 21st at Sunset Park. This is certainly a one-of-a-kind event not to be missed.
Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my crew, my hard night life, yes,
still my life story, that's yes. Why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
president,
talk about the hard night life, it's still my life story, that's why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
There go that man again, it's your boy K. Diddy. You listen to I Am Indie.
Biz. You know who we be. We the show for all the independents. No matter what your genre is, no matter what you do, all we ask is, that's the bomb. You feel it, Demi? Today we got a great, great show planned for you. We got some special guests coming through to holler at you to tell you what's good. My man, one of the most funniest men on this planet, is going to be joining us today. Mr. Michael Collier himself, actor, comedian, going to be rolling through to tell you what's good with him. And this brother is a vet, you know, a true, I can't say rags to riches story, but I'm going to say coming from some unfavorable black beginnings, like most of us, you know, and showing that with God on your side, with your heart in the right place, and the spirit, everything, all things is possible. This man has done some wonderful things in his career. So he's going to be joining us today to tell you what's good. So let's do what we do here on Iron Mendy. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of music. Here we go. Put your ears on this and roll with your boy.
Gave her my reason, a player to the fullest. It's This is Mega T Man, riding to I Am Indie with K Diddy. Blog Talk Radio, let's get it. Put your lighters up, put your lighters up, put your lighters up. Yeah. Trying to ride the swag. I'm Megatron Keys. Juno, cushion in the bag. Shawty, you could call me for a bag of sour early. I answer the phone, hello. Yes, you can get an A for that, bro. It doesn't matter what time you I chat at, bro. 40 without me at the 40 40. What makes it be a real weak party? So you might as well take this white rhino. That's guaranteed to make your eyes low. The flow like silver haze and some nitro. Grit your teeth, mo. I don't know. Lately the greenery been blowing in the jungle. Yup, burning all the scenery. Futuristic thoughts, 3009. Who is you? I'm thinking I'm blowed out my mind.
Push.
Fruity, like my swag. She listening to Gucci and like the bag. She see me in the club, OG's got my jeans on sag. I caught a felony, blowing weed up on my bag. Whenever cops run up on me, the first question they ask, where the weed at? I'm sorry, I just blow that. White Riddle, AK-47, Mr. Drax. I get the call from Dread, come and try this new bag. Freshman from Canada, cigars for the amateurs. Roll up in backwoods, if you got the stamina. I hang out in the hood, smoking and vaping, capture by the leeches, the police, if I'm a creature. Bunch of Reese's, pounds in the freezer, orange kush, broken in pieces, black teeth. By the QP, that's just my thesis. Hey,
Kushka, smoking purple haze by the time. Kushka, I put their fruits in my mind.
Kushka,
my eyes, hey, making sure I weigh every ounce for my baby every time.
Kushka,
smoking purple haze by the time.
Kushka,
I put their fruits in my mind.
Kushka.
Yeah, you're rolling with your boy K Diddy right here on IamIndie.biz. Calling number 347-308-8747. Keep the windows down, keep the air on, keep your head in the car, and keep the radio turned up. Roll with.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011. Secondary guidance systems engaged. 08, roger. What's the surface temperature?
Boy, was my face red.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011.
I see you staring from across the room, like you're telling me what you're trying to do. Go through how you're trying to shake it loose. approach me. You were looking so lovely. I couldn't help myself. I didn't want nobody else. Then me time, what you're looking for. I want to show you so much more. Oh yeah. So sexy, take my hand. I want to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance to dance. Just a little romance.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin, where my warriors at. If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. I'm young, Hashamika. Ha, ha. Said Suli. Said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause I got weed to sell. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah. He's selling crack and they got him. They got him. He's selling dope and they got him. They got him. He's selling meth and they got him. They got him. Yeah. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect, the king of side son. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause I got
gonna grow, cause we got weed to sell.
I'm moving to California,
cause it's just legalizing marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant, cause I got weed to sell.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow because we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion to the cash-strapped state treasury.
Huh. Sound like they got a plan. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they doing, sound like they got a plan. All right, y'all. Today's hump day. We made it this far. So as I always say, we made it this far. I know we can make the rest of the way. We just got to give Big Papa upstairs, you know, all his props, you know, for him to continue to bless us, you know, with wisdom and, you know, good health, food on our plates, you know, all that good stuff. Even though things look a little bleak and down sometimes, you know what, that's just for a moment. Things are going to turn around. It always does. You know what I'm saying? Keep on rolling with your window down, the air conditioner on, and your head in the car. But if you want to stick out a little bit, that's okay, too. You can get a better look around. Sometimes I do.
Okay.
No money economy done took all kind of things from front of me and behind me. Force-fed blindly. Have you ever seen a grown man cry, but still he gotta eat? And yet he gotta feed his family. He was taught not too much God was handing, but it's looking like a full deck. The devastation, the shock, but he ain't fooled yet. Now is he wrong? This life should he stop? Cause he ain't chilling at the top, but in due time he'll do fine.
As I stay focused, it's fucking though that I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, it's fucking though that I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me.
God intervened. Come on, fight my battles. I'm up the creek, and I done lost my paddle. Yeah, I'm astonished, completely baffled. I hit rock bottom, I'm talking dirt and gravel. Feel like the Tower of Babel, build me up to tear me down. But I need a blessing, a miracle shower. Yeah, I'm confessing, investing in your power. From the first until the final hour.
As I stay focused, it's fucking though that I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, it's fucking though that I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. But I'm still gonna better my life. And I'm still trying to make it right. I'm only human. Said I'm just a man trying to make it right this time. As I stay focused, it's fucking though that I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, it's fucking though that I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me.
They can't stop me. Yeah, what's happening with a tea leaf? Good looking, bro. They can't stop me. Something to let y'all know what's going on in our neighborhood. Everything ain't always all good. But when it ain't, still gonna get over the hump. Yeah, Icy Jones. Okay.
be today with you. I looked into your eyes, they caught me by surprise, and I fell in love.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Angie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Kay Diddy. Ciao.
from the decade that brought you the chronic, America's Most Wanted, Illmatic, Fear of a Black Planet, Doggy Style, and more, comes the biggest two-day concert of this millennium, the Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour.
1, 2, 3, and 4, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the...
Come, relive the beats that put hip hop on the map. The mixes that dominated the decade. The hard-hitting, heart-pounding sound that claimed the 90s as its own.
I rock rough and stuff with my afro-punk.
It's the 90s reunion concert tour taking the United States by storm. And blowing up a spot near you. The Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour. A Chicago Incorporated Records production in association with Worldwide TMA.
Yeah, y'all better get ready for this tour because it's going to be through the roof. You know, we got a few spots available for artists that want to get out. Just holler at us at World Movement Records. You know what I'm saying? 323-957-7322. Holler at your boy, and we'll see if we can get you on that tour, you know, because we're going to be coming through your town. We know you want to be on it, so you can be looking, you know, like that for all your little family and friends. But it's all good, though. For y'all to just join the show, I'm just running like this here. You know, you can hit us up at 347-308-8747. Holler at your boy. Our special guest, I believe he has arrived, one of the most funniest men in show business, and I'll welcome him to the show.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, as I always hear you say. I am blessed.
I am blessed and highly favored, and I'd like to apologize for being tardy, because you made several calls to make sure I knew what time to call in, but it is such a crazy time for me right now, man. I've been back and forth on computers and phones, and it wasn't until you just called and asked, hey, where are you, that I remembered I'm supposed to be on the air, man. So my apologies to you and your listeners. How are you feeling today, my friend?
Man, I'm doing good, man, and it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. This is Mr. Michael Collier, y'all.
Thank you very much. Michael Collier, world-famous, world-renowned, often talked about, alleged comedian, gentleman, and a scholar, intellectual giant, and a pool of mental midgets, and a connoisseur of fine haberdashery. And I'm glad to be on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you, man. You know what I did? I pulled up a little bit of information, man. I've always been impressed with your talent, man. You know, from, you know, back in the day, you know, up until now. Let me re-qualify that. But growing up, listening to a lot of people, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, Richard Pryor, so forth, and, you know, Cat, you know, Williams is a very good friend of mine as well. But and reading some of the stuff, man, I mean, some of the things that you've experienced in your career, which really, really make me akin, I feel more of akin to you, because on the show, we always try to reach out for, you know, the independent artists, regardless of genre, you know, but the guys that's out there struggling, and that some came from meager beginnings, you know what I'm saying, and struggled through, hung in here, and still take time to reach back to, you know, some of the less fortunate, and, you know, try to pull everybody up, man. So I just want to throw that out there to you, man. You got a little bit more respect for me.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You know, I absolutely believe it's our responsibility to reach back into the community and help others once we succeed, you know. Otherwise, your community dries up and becomes dead, you know. Every time you go forward, you grab one or two people and bring them with you. And you should also do it for a selfish reason, because maybe down the line you might need some help. And what if you've helped 20 or 30 prominent people? You got some folks to go to ask for some help. But if you ain't helping nobody, then you pretty much stuck on your own there, ain't you?
Yeah, very much so on your own. You know,
yes,
very much on your own. Man, I just want to touch on a little bit about the beginning, because a lot of people might don't know you coming from, you know, Chicago all the way up through, you know, the whole Venice Beach thing, you know. So, you know, let's touch on that a little bit, man. When did you decide that you wanted to be funny? Let me ask you that one.
Tuesday. Well, okay,
Tuesday of what year?
85, 1985. You know, in 85, I started doing comedy. You know, I was doing theater and acting in 75 that I knew that I wanted to be an actor. But in 85, I finally went into the military. I'd come back out. I'd done comedy, tried to do a little comedy, but mostly had been acting. And then in 85, Eddie Murphy was it. He was the cat's meow. I mean, that dude had the number one comedy album, which was Raw. You know, the number one comedy concert, which was Raw. He got the number one TV show, Saturday Night Live. You know, and he had the number one feature film, which was Beverly Hills Cops. He was young, handsome. Women was throwing coochie at him like it was running out. And he was rich enough to pee cream. And he got all of that from just telling jokes. And I was like, dang, I got to learn how to tell some jokes, you know. So I went and got me some Red Fox albums, because, you know, I'm from Chicago, Southside. And I went and got me some Red Fox albums and studied a couple of jokes and started getting on my hustle. But my hustle didn't pick up till I stood in the street and started telling jokes on State Street in Chicago and just did so excellent as a street performer. I mean, I won out in that one summer. Because in that summer, at the time, I was a full-time student at Chicago State University. I was a single dad raising a four-year-old child. I was a full-time waiter at a restaurant on Wabash called the Black Hawk on Wabash. And I was also a full-time actor at a school, at a place called the Free Street Theater, where we had to rehearse every day and then perform on weekends to get paid. I was doing all that, and I started telling jokes on the street. And I made so much money. White folks would walk right up to me. Jimmy wouldn't talk to me, but would walk right up to me, hear me tell jokes, and hand me cash. I liked that shit so much, I stopped everything else I did and did nothing but jokes for the rest of the year, you know. And then winter came, and then nobody wanted to hear no jokes on State Street in December. So we packed everything. I packed everything that would fit in my car. I had a 1967 Buick LeSabre, and everything that didn't fit in my car, I sold. And I took the money I had and drove to California so I could stand in the street and do comedy all year round, you know, without being bothered by the weather or the police. And, of course, I found Venice Beach when I got here, so I ended up doing 9 years of comedy on Venice Beach every Saturday and Sunday, noon until 5 p.m. I do 5 one-hour shows, 40 minutes of comedy and 20 minutes of getting my money, and made a very handsome living in those 9 years, you know, and defined myself as a human and as a man, you know. So that sort of gives you my early beginnings. But don't forget, we're going to talk about my album. We're going to keep mentioning it throughout the whole hour or however long we talk it, so people don't forget to go get the Michael Collier newest comedy album called Michael Collier's Greatest Hits and the Great Unknowns. You can either go to iTunes and get them, or you can go to my webpage, which is michaelcollier.com, Collier, C-O-L-Y-A-R, michaelcollier.com, or you can go to your stores, because now I got released yesterday at Best Buy and stores all around the country. So don't just go buy one. Get two or three. Get one for your cousin, and little Pookie, Shirley, and Run Run. Them. They all want to laugh. So anyway, go
ahead. Because right now, boy, the way things are in the world, boy, we all need to laugh more.
We do. You do. And, you know, that's why I say that a lot of people are in a recession right now, but I'm not. You know, because when people are on hard times, the good comedians really make their money. Because at times like this, if you don't laugh, you're going to have to kill somebody. So I work more now than ever. I'm working like a crazy person, you know. So, but I'm loving it. I mean, I'm doing everything I've ever wanted to do. I am living my dream. I'm living my heart's desire, you know. This CD, being the first CD I brought out, is just one of the four things I'm dropping over the next 4 months. Next month, I dropped my first DVD shot live in projects around the country called the Michael Collier Project. The month after that, I dropped my first poetry book, which also is being made into an animated series called Miss Innocent Goes to Cool School and Other Silly Stuff, which is a poetry book for adult children. And then toward the end of November, I dropped my documentary I've been working on since the inauguration. I have a documentary about the president called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the White House. I knocked on the door and a brother answered. So God is just blessing me and allowing me to really expand myself and to be creative, because we are creative beings. We were created by the Creator who created everything from nothing. And it's really our gig to create, to be fruitful, to make more of what we already have, you know. And so I've been very, very blessed, man.
And that is so true. We are here to create and
hey, should I read a poem? Can I read a poem to you?
Absolutely, man.
This poem is the newest poem for the documentary about my president. Because
okay, let me do this right quick. Let me do this right quick for y'all just not joining the show. You listen to I Am Indy. Call in number 347-308-8747, and we got Mr. Michael Collier live right here telling us what's good. Come on with it.
And that's 8747. Yeah, I like that. Oh, I like how you said that. 8747. You keeping it black. We keeping it right here in the hood, pimping. Okay. We're doing a documentary about the president. You know, I love this man for so much stuff that he stands for. However, folks want to blame him for everything. The man's been in the office 18 months, and he's responsible for everything. He's responsible for Vietnam. He's responsible for the Hoover call. He's responsible for the disappearance of a caveman. Come on. He can't be responsible for everything. He ain't been here long enough. The way I figure it, the president would have to be about 184 years old to be responsible for half the shit they blaming him for. So we broke into Republican headquarters about a week ago, and we come across some documents. And we found this here letter. It says, everything is Obama's fault. Here it goes. Finally, I think he's caught. Everything's Obama's fault. What about that health care bill? It's his fault everybody's ill. He gets on my nerves. This is a terrible sight. He's the reason this country is in a fight. He started the Gulf War and Afghan too. That nigga's even responsible for World War II. It's his fault the oil's in the water. And them girls, probably even his daughters. All this drama is getting to me. Damn, I'm going to need a cup of tea. Now, I'm not trying to make you choke, but you know he's the reason the levee broke. First, he ain't black enough, then he too black. Why don't that nigga just go on back to Africa or Hawaii or wherever he's from and let the real politicians come? There's got to be another Bush somewhere. Let's make one up. I don't care. It's all his fault because he don't scream and shout and blame other people and jump about. He's never quick to pull the trigger. What's the matter with this nigga? I don't even like his eyes. And you know, he stole that Nobel Prize. And who does Michelle think she is? Acting like she a friend of his. Got the nerve to have flavor and class. Well, she can kiss my Republican. Okay, that's as far as the letter went. Then it just ran out. But we still rifling through the office, and we expect to find the rest of the documents later.
Nice.
It's actually pretty doggone brilliant, if I say so myself. It's really excellent because it's really what a lot of people are thinking and feeling, you know, and that's one of the ways to reach the masses, is to tell them their truth, you know, to expose what is real and to put it forth. My CD, which I love about it, which is, first of all, the structure of it is different from any other CD, any other comedy album ever, in that, first of all, it's a comedy album that introduces hip-hop acts. Hip-hop musical artists. So the hip-hop musical artists that's on my comedy album are absolutely great, but don't nobody know them. That's why they're the great unknown. And the name of the album is Michael Collier's Greatest Hits and the Great Unknowns. And just like the old Red Fox albums that your parents used to listen to in the basement that had XXX rated on them, and it would say party albums, they would get them albums and a six-pack of beer on a Sunday, go down in the basement with four of their friends, put that album on and have a laughing good party. Well, I'm doing a similar album. My album don't have any routines on it. It's just jokes. Just joke, 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 back-to-back joke. After every seven jokes, I slide in a musical act, a hip-hop act that's out of this world, and I introduce them, slide them in. Then another seven jokes, another act. Now, I do have a couple of acts people may know. I got MC Breed on there. Do you know who that was, MC Breed?
Yeah, I know MC Breed.
MC Breed, cold brother. Ain't no fronting in your future. Well, he transcended September 22nd of 08. And his wife submitted a single of his, which is just brilliant, called Pop My Collar. So I put that on there as a tribute to the fallen artist. And then I have MJG and 8-Ball. You know who they are?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I just got them on because they bad motherfuckers. Anyway, after all of them do their thing, then I end with my own rap. And my rap, I ain't never rapped before, so it's my first rap. And I ain't no young dude. I'm 53. So I'm not trying to rap on top of hip-hop. I'm rapping on top of funk. It's real old school. I got a funk underbeat with some James Brown screaming in the back. And the song is called Who's the King? And I'm asking them brothers who call themselves the kings of comedy, how did they get to be king? And if they the kings of comedy, what happened to Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Michael Taglia. Shit, I done done film, television, stage, animation. I've done every type of comedy. I ain't even get a damn vote. So I got this funny-ass comedy on there called Who's the King? It's just a rap. It ain't beating nobody up. It ain't putting nobody down. But it is elevating other artists. Well, I give real props and praise to Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Flip Wilson, Moms Mabley, all the truly great black comedians that put us and gave us a platform and put us where we are today in comedy. You know, so it's a real cold piece. I hope it even starts some controversy shit. I hope some one of them Who's the King guys call me and tell me why they the king. Because I don't know why they the king. Is Steve Harvey the king just because he got the most suits? Because, you know, I was wearing suits when Steve Harvey was still wearing hammer pants. So I'm not quite sure how you get to be king. Maybe they took the vote in Florida. Anyway, that is like the thing that I do is I get to express myself.
You know how these people kind of bite off each other and they want to claim it's theirs, so I'm totally into that one, too.
Yeah, so it's going to be cool when it gets around. And, you know, Sirius Radio just told me today that they putting Who's the King in rotation on the Foxhole starting today. So the whole public get a chance to hear it. But I say y'all need to run to iTunes and buy that today because it's going to be off the hook. The whole album is because there's no album structured like it. It is fun. It's funny. The music rocks you. Get in the car with your boys. Let the window down. Smoke a fat one. I mean, that's if it's legal. If, you know, if you get it, if it's medical and you get your doctor's excuse. Anyway, you drive on the street, get your smoke on, listen to your music, man. Hear some great jokes. Laugh with your boys. It's off the chain, man. Michael Kaye's greatest hits in the great unknown. Man, I bought a couple of copies myself. But you can get them at iTunes. You can get them at Best Buy. They're all around the country. Or you can go to my webpage, michaelcollier.com. C-O-L-Y-A-R. Hit one button, and you can buy it right off my webpage. So you got many ways to get to it.
Main thing is y'all go get it. Hold on with us, Mike. Let's jump right to this little musical break, and we'll be right back. Stick and stay, y'all, with I Am.
All right.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a T5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get it too, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a Friday and life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
You look fantastic, the moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy, he was just plastic. Hope you're ready to ride, your seatbelt fast. Out of this world, dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dude's trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, a romance professor. You know I got the best love. Come on, girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breasts sit up. Yeah, so fast my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a T5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get it too, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship
seen.
To relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, this saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look, we play with it. From your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still staying this time, I blow his mind with the crummy nine. And it's solar fly, and I'm solar fly. That's fly.
Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your shine and you're feeling my swag. I'm trying to get into it, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve body unique. So come on, baby, let's go. I'm so fly, girl. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and you're feeling my swag.
liquor. I'm trying to get it too, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve somebody, you deserve a cry in your life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
Yo, that was Mr. I.C. Jones at World Movement Records, you know what I'm saying? Go get that one called I'm So Fly. And we rolling with your boy, Mr. Michael Collier, in the studio live today, telling us what's good with his new DVD.
Well, man, that show was fly. That was so fly. And they hear it on your station. They keeping pimping alive. How you feeling, man? Are we rolling?
We rolling, brother. I tell them to ride with the windows down and the air conditioner on and keep your head in the car.
That's what I'm talking about. Have a good time with it, man. Life is to be lived, man. Ooh-wee. God is so good, man. You know, I'm from Chicago, the projects, and that's why I love my president, because he's from the South Side. You know, he's just a regular old black man. Somebody tried to say he wasn't black enough. But he's black enough for me, you know. He's black enough for Michelle. You seen Michelle. She wouldn't hang out with no punk-ass mother. So you could tell he's black enough.
Why they messing with our president, Mike? They want this
man. Well, cause he black.
They want him to just like men marrying another man. What's up with that shit, man?
Well, you know, the whole thing is that the country is shook up because of the black president. And they want to try to play it off like racism has nothing to do with it. No, racism has everything to do with it. So much stuff has gone down that could never have happened if there was a white president in office. You could have never pulled any of this nonsense that's going on. You wouldn't have had no Tea Party if there was a white American president sitting in office. That never could happen. We ain't had a Tea Party since Boston pulled the Tea Party when we first became a when we first had a revolution and took over the country when white folks left England because they were oppressed. And then they came to America and took it from the Indians so they wouldn't be oppressed anymore. So now the Americans could be free. The Englanders came to America so they could be free. And now you can't come across the border unless you get the same permission from the people who left another country to come in and take over this country so they can be free. It's retarded. It's crazy. You know, and they'll try to sit back and tell you it has nothing to do with race, but it has everything to do with race, man. You know? And this brother, meanwhile, he ain't being thrown by that. He don't care. He can say everything you want. They ain't done everything but call him nigga. And they damn near done that when John McCain went that one, you know, but no matter what they throw at him, they can't budge him, man. And I'll tell you this, the Republicans are mad because they expected him to turn out to be a nigga. They thought that by now the president be grabbing his dick and selling chicken on the front lawn of the White House. But instead, he turned out to be an intelligent black man with a plan and surrounded himself with intelligent people, and it's pissing a lot of people off, you know.
Yeah. Right. Hold on, Mike. We got a couple other people want to join the show. Hold on 1 second.
Bring them on in.
Come on, you on 347.
Greetings.
Hello.
Yes. Greetings. Hey. How you doing there, K Diddy?
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. This is Sleepy Love. How you doing, Mr. Collier?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
As I am too.
Yeah, that's right. It's the truth.
Yeah, so I heard one piece there, you know, yeah, what makes him king? You know, and that's the beautiful thing about comedy is that you're going to laugh, but after that, you know, there's some serious to it, you know, and that's what makes us remember, and I'm hearing it in you, and I hear also that you have moved up. I hear your elevation in your comedy. It's as if you are a prophetic comedian. And that's
oh,
blessed.
Thank you. I am so receiving that. Thank you, and thank you for hearing that part of it, you know, because the last thing I want to do is just be some jokey guy who's just saying funny stuff. I don't want to just be a clown or the court jester, you know. I want to be the type of comedian who does what I've been doing for 24 years, which is conscious comedy. I really want people to think and feel as well as laugh if I'm doing the comedy. in this case, as you pointed out, the who's the king thing, I think is going to get the most buzz. Because a lot of people have asked themselves that question. What made them catch the kings? And what about these other great artists out here, you know, who are just magical, you know? So, and not to take anything from the guys who are the kings of God. I'm not trying to take nothing from them. And they earn the right to call themselves the king because, you know, they're the ones voted for themselves. But they're the ones who, they earn that right.
It's part of your comedy, but then it's part of your comedy. And then
it's just my comedy.
And then it also makes us think. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing, again, about comedy. And, again, I just give thanks for your prophetic gift in comedy, you know.
Thank you.
And your assignment in a beautiful, wonderful way, because you have a wonderful spirit. And I was laughing.
Oh, yay. Yay. I received that so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
And bless you, too. And thank you, Kay Diddy, for sharing Mr. Collier with us. Bless you. Many blessings.
Thank you. You have an amazing day.
Okay.
Hold on. I think we got somebody else want to join us here.
All righty.
876, you're on.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Hello. Are you hearing me properly?
Yes, we are.
We hear you.
Well, I'm Nicole. I'm just calling from Jamaica. I'm just digging up your show, you know, just listening to you guys, just trying to get a feel for what you're saying, you know. I'm just listening and digging up your show, okay?
Nice.
Well, thanks for calling. We got Mr. Michael Collier, one of the funniest men in show business on with us today, talking about the business and the politics.
And I love Jamaica. Come back.
Well, as I was saying, I'm from Jamaica. What do I know about American politics? I'm just trying to keep track and listening to you guys and just getting a feel for what you're saying.
Well, you're doing good there. You're hearing what we're saying. You're getting it. It's pretty basic. And although we're talking about American politics, you know, our president really is the leader of the free world. So although he doesn't govern the other countries, but you know what happens here sort of reverberates everywhere else in the world, you know. And I voted for him because he's for everybody.
And what I respect about what you were saying was the fact that, you know, they thought it would be some simple black guy, but then he proved to be, you know, very intelligent, very articulate. It's true. He's a great president, so far as I can see from where I am.
He is a great president, and there are many people who will try to make it seem like he's not, or make it seem
doing
like it's not
job.
But he's doing an excellent job. That's why my documentary.
You have to just fight the power. You know? People always have negative. You can never get rid of the negative.
That's right. That's why it's important. I think the documentary I'm doing on him is important because all it is a love letter to my president. The whole documentary is just showing how much we really dig this man and how he came and conquered and won this job and what a good job he's doing. And I think we need that out there because there's so many people trying to tear him down, so many people trying to say this and that, that I want to be the person who says, yay, go get him anyway, Barack. You got it there. You stood up. You didn't do it playing rock. You didn't do it with your pants hanging around your butt. You didn't have a gun in your hand. You ain't letting them make you mad. You walked in like an intelligent gentleman with a plan, and you socked it to them, you know. Now,